Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a really useful old-school DNB mixing trick in Ableton Live 12, the Stepper Impact Ghost for heavyweight sub impact. Now, if that sounds fancy, don't worry, the idea is actually simple. Instead of relying on one massive sub note to do all the work, we add a tiny ghost impact just before, or right on top of, the main sub movement. That little extra hit makes the low end feel heavier, tighter, and more physical. It gives the listener that feeling of, oh yeah, that bass just punched me, without you needing to turn everything up and make the mix muddy. This works especially well in jungle and old-school steppy DNB, because the kick, snare, break edits, and sub are all sharing space down there. So instead of making the bass louder, we make it feel more intentional. First, let's set up the session properly. Start with a clean Ableton Live 12 project, and keep your drums and bass on separate tracks. That separation matters a lot in DNB. You want full control over the low end, not a bunch of sounds fighting each other on the same track. On your bass track, load up Operator or Wave Eatable and build a simple sub. Keep it clean, keep it mono, and keep it simple. A sine wave is perfect here. You're not trying to create a complicated bass sound yet. You just want a solid foundation. Play short notes with space between them. Don't overload the pattern. In this dial, space is part of the groove. If the sub is constantly filling every gap, the impact ghost won't have room to do its job. As a rough starting point, keep the sub at a sensible level, maybe somewhere around -12 to -18 dB peak, depending on your drums. Also keep the release fairly short, maybe around 40 to 120 milliseconds, so the notes don't smear into each other. The goal is a controlled, focused low end. Now let's make the ghost impact. Create a new track called Ghost Impact. The easiest beginner-friendly method is to use a short kick sample or a simple synthesized thump, and shape it down until it behaves more like a low end push than a full kick. If you use a kick sample, pick one with a solid low end and not too much click on the front. Then shorten it so only the initial body remains. We don't want a big, obvious drum hit here. We want something compact and subtle. If you build it from scratch, Operator can do this nicely. Give it a very short pitch envelope, so it drops quickly at the start and creates a thumpy attack. You can also use Analog for a softer version if you want it a little rounder. Either way, keep the sound short, around 60 to 180 milliseconds. Then shape the ghost with EQ8. Roll off any unnecessary low rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. If it feels boxy, cut a little in the 120 to 250 Hz area. If there's too much click or top-end noise, tame that too. For this style, the ghost should feel like weight, not like a separate percussion sound. Here's a really important mindset shift. Think of the ghost impact as a timing cue, not just a sound. Its job is to make the listener expect the sub hit a fraction earlier. That tiny bit of anticipation is what creates the extra punch. So now place the ghost around your bass phrase. A great starting move is to put the ghost just before the main sub note. That can create a kind of pressure ramp, where the ear feels the hit coming before it lands. You can also place it on the same beat as the sub, but lower in level, so it adds body without stealing attention. In some jungle patterns, it works beautifully as a little pickup into the next phrase. Try this kind of layout. Drums and simple sub for the first couple of bars, then bring in the ghost just before one of the stronger bass hits. Repeat that idea with a slight variation. You do not need the ghost on every note. In fact, if your bass line already feels heavy, it's often better to use it only on phrase starts or on the first hit after a break. Now let's make sure the ghost is clean and controlled. After EQ8, add a compressor or glue compressor if needed. We're not trying to squash it hard. We just want it to feel dense and even. A compression ratio around 2 to 4 to 1 is a good starting point, with a fairly moderate attack and release. Aim for just a couple dB of gain reduction, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If you overcompress it, you can lose the punch and turn it into a flat little blob. We want impact, not lifelessness. Then use utility on the ghost track if needed. Keep the low end mono. In fact, for this kind of bass support, 0% width is often a safe choice. You want the weight centered and stable. Now balance the ghost against the real sub. This is where people often overdo it. The ghost should support the bass, not compete with it. Start with the ghost lower in volume than the sub, and bring it up slowly until you can just feel the bass getting tighter. If you can clearly hear the ghost as its own sound, it's probably too loud for the style. A good habit is to turn it up until you notice it, then back it off slightly. That's usually the sweet spot. If the kick is getting masked, or if the ghost is landing too close to the kick, use sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the ghost or sub-track and sidechain it from the kick. Keep the attack fast, the release in a natural groove range, and only use a small amount of reduction if you just need a little space. In jungle, even a tiny bit of ducking can help the low end stay clean without losing energy. Now, let's add some movement. Automation can make this trick feel like part of the arrangement instead of just a static layer. You can automate the ghost's filter cutoff so it gets a bit brighter before the drop, then tuck it back down once the drop lands. You can automate utility gain so the ghost appears only in certain 4-bar phrases. You could even automate a tiny amount of reverb on a copy of the ghost for a transition moment, though keep that really subtle if you're staying true to heavyweight low-end logic. A great arrangement move is to let the ghost build a little more presence in the bars leading into the drop, then pull it back once the full sub is in. That creates tension and release without needing extra notes or big risers. If you want to take it one step further, resample the combined bass and ghost. This is very useful in Ableton. Route both sounds to a new audio track, record the result, and listen back to the combined hit as one unified low-end phrase. This helps you commit to the groove and hear the actual balance, rather than endlessly tweaking separate layers. It's also a classic workflow move for old-school style rollers because it helps you turn a good idea into a solid, repeatable phrase. Now do a mono check. This part is crucial. Put utility on the master or bass bus and check how the low end behaves in mono. Ask yourself, does the ghost make the bass feel tighter? Does the sub still survive in mono? Is the kick still clear? Is the snare still punching through? If the answer is yes, you're in good shape. If the bass falls apart in mono, something needs fixing. Usually it's either too much stereo widening, too much low-end overlap, or too much processing. A few quick troubleshooting notes. If the ghost is too loud, lower the track volume first. If it's too muddy, use EQ8 and cut the low rumble and boxiness. If it has too much click, choose a softer source or trim the sample tighter. If the sub and ghost are fighting each other all the time, simplify the pattern and let them occupy slightly different moments. And remember, sometimes the biggest improvement comes from moving the ghost by just a few milliseconds. A tiny timing adjustment can completely change the feel. Try placing it a little earlier for more push, or a little later for more bounce. If you want a darker or heavier edge, a tiny bit of saturation can help. Saturator with just a little drive can add density and make the impact read better on smaller speakers. Just don't overdo it. You want the low end to feel like it's pressing forward, not distorting into mush. Here's the core takeaway. The stepper impact ghost technique is not about making your bass louder. It's about making it feel heavier. That tiny pre-hit or support hit creates the impression of more weight, more groove, and more intention. In jungle and old school DNB, that can be the difference between a bassline that just exists and one that really drives the track. So for your practice, build a 4-bar loop, make a simple drum groove, add a mono sub, create a short ghost impact, and place it just before a few of your bass notes. Clean it up with EQ, control it lightly with compression, check it in mono, and then turn the ghost up and down until it supports the groove without stealing the spotlight. If the bass feels heavier without needing more volume, you've got it. And that's the magic here. Not more sound, better impact, more pressure, cleaner low end, bigger vibe. That's your stepper impact ghost technique for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12.